We want to get better every day.
Play as a team.
Win at home.
This is what we do.
First and foremost, we got to win the division.
You know, that's our first main goal. You win the NFC West, you get a division title.
You know, the team goals for us this year is to build on what we did last year. We ended the season well.
And that is going to do it in one of the great victories in the regular season in Kansas City Chiefs history.
The big goal is to have that ring on your finger at the end of the year, holding up that trophy. The only way that we can get there is just to come together as a team.
Tonight in Kansas City, the all-important preseason game number 3 provides the Chiefs a much-needed opportunity to shine right here at home and gives us our first glimpse at their top wide receiver, Dwayne Bowe, signed last week. Tonight, he makes his 2012 preseason debut. Tonight's game against the Seattle Seahawks is presented by Hy-Vee, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Welcome to Kansas City. Alongside Trent Green, I'm Paul Burmeister, and always the most important game of the preseason is game number 3, but doubly important when you consider how last week felt in St. Louis.
Well, and that's the thing. Traditionally, the third game is the most important because that's when the starters are going to play the most. Head coach Romeo Crennel told us, hey, guys, you better be ready to play well into the second half. I'll let you know when it's time to get out of the game.
And Matt Castle has played well in each of the first two games. 75% completion against the Rams and the Cardinals.
Well, I don't think anybody could ask any more out of the way that Matt has played. He's done a good job of controlling the offense, spreading the ball around to his different weapons, doing a good job of checking the ball at the line of scrimmage. Offensive coordinator Brian Daboll gives him that freedom to check into a good play. He hasn't turned the ball over. He has total control of this offense.
And really, the passing game so far has been based on the inside players, the tight ends, and Dexter McCluster. The numbers reflect that. Leading receivers in terms of yards in games 1 and 2 in the preseason, both tight ends. Tonight, that could change because in addition to having John Baldwin, which we've had the first 2 weeks, we also get Dwayne Bowe.
Well, and that's the important thing. Dwayne Bowe brings a veteran presence. He brings that leadership. He understands how to get it done in the National Football League. He's put together some great seasons. That's why they franchise tagged him. Now that he's into camp, look to get him more involved. That's that veteran guy, that big body guy that can go make the physical catches down the field. He also likes to catch the ball on the inside, which gives more of a presence because, as you mentioned, those tight ends doing a good job in the middle. Dwayne can do the same thing in the middle of the field.
Chiefs drafted him in the first round back in 2007, and he's gone over 1,000 yards in each of the last 2 years. So now that we know Dwayne Bowe is here in camp, the next question remains, who's going to be the backup quarterback?
Well, if you look at the play, it's been really inconsistent. A week ago against St. Louis, Brady Quinn played very well when he came in at the end of the game. The problem is that Ricky Stanzi was the number 2 quarterback a week ago, and he did not play very well. The one thing that head coach Romeo Crennel wants to make known, this is not going to be evaluated completely off the games. He understands you're in there with backup players. You're in there with third string players. What are you going to do in a game? What are you going to do in practice getting the team in the right play?
Time to take a look at the keys to tonight's game, presented by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
Well, it's crucial that the Chiefs get off to a fast start. You look at week 1 in the win over Arizona, very fast start. Last week against the Rams, not at all. They were behind by 14 quickly into the game. Protect the ball. A week ago, they were -4. First game, they didn't have any turnovers. And, of course, stay healthy. They've done a good job of that so far this year.
Kansas City and Seattle used to be AFC West rivals. Tonight, an AFC team and an NFC team looking for their best performance in the preseason's most meaningful game. Chiefs, Seahawks, kickoff is next.